Here we go. Friday morning, JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm still laughing about vertical consumption.
Exactly. Are you a lot of people looking for money? And there seems, so far as I think we've mentioned before, there seems to be money out there for it.
Yeah, this is interesting, Mike. We've seen more activity in what we call corporate activity, and these are capital raisings and a couple of announcements yesterday. So, you know, post-COVID, I suppose, after peak sort of COVID despair, you know, capital raisings were all about companies shoring up their balance sheets or repairing their balance sheet. But that's not what was behind yesterday's announcement. So I'm taking some heart from these two announcements. They weren't particularly large or particularly material, but the rationale behind them, I think, has actually got some positive, a positive nuance to it. So Serko, I think we might have mentioned Serko before. It's a local company listed on the NZX, online travel expense management. And you only need to say that for you to make the very perceptive analysis that 2020 would have been a particularly challenging time for the company. Business travel to a large degree hasn't stopped, but it's significantly reduced. I mean, I've almost forgotten how to find the airport. So they've announced a capital raising. They're raising $55 million, so say it's not a lot. $45 million on a placement that's fully underwritten, so it'll definitely happen. $10 million share purchase plan for existing shareholders. It's the underwritten at a small discount to the previous closing price, and this possibly caught the market a little bit by surprise, because I think the market probably looked at their balance sheet and said, look, I think it's okay, they are burning cash, but they can keep going for a certain period of time. But the driver is for the business to be able to take advantage of growth opportunities that might present themselves. So it's got a positive, a sort of forward-looking driver, which I think is quite significant. Then yesterday we also had the news that my food bag, Mike, the sort of runaway success that had Nadia Lim, Teresa Gatting amongst their founders, they're looking or investigating potential appetite for an IPO, for a public offering, so to list that company on the exchange. Now, look, I can't comment personally on these meal ingredient delivery businesses. We've never had one, but they've become very popular. 70% of the company is owned by private equity firm Waterman Capital. I think the name recognition could be quite a big positive in the retail share market. The institutions will be more sensitive to the actual numbers, and we haven't seen those yet. But look, I just think there's a slightly different driver behind these two, and I think it's quite positive.
Indeed. Now to housing. I noted yesterday on the North Shore of Auckland, a house record was set for a little over $12 million, and I thought Andrew's gone and flicked his batch again.
Oh, I just wanted another one down the road.
Fair enough, too. I can understand The market's on fire, or is it? What do we know?
No, very modest, my means, Mike, very modest. To close out the week, Mike, I was drawn to looking at these numbers around the housing market. There definitely seems to be a sort of, we've got these sort of differing takes, I suppose, on housing markets. And those, it's divided up into those with ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and those without. These are numbers released by CoreLogic yesterday. And we've all seen the headlines and the media reports around the housing market. Auctions are very busy, prices are selling well above CDs. It's all hot, hot, hot. But now we're waiting to see that those anecdotes actually flow through to actual price data. Now, the property company CoreLogic yesterday, their data has revealed that New Zealand average values have risen 7.6% over the last year, up to the year to the end of August was 7.1, so it's lifting. But what we're seeing is provinces and rural areas generally leading the charge, although there are a couple of exceptions. But look at the past 3 months, places like Rotorua, Taupo, Palmerston North. I mean, we've seen three-month rises over 4%. But then you look at Auckland, and actually the prices are down over the last 3 months, minus 0.4. Wellington also only up 1.7, so a bit better than Auckland, but not matching the provinces. There are those exceptions. Queenstown Lakes down 4.3% in the last 12 months. But look at Australia, you see the same thing, Mike. You're seeing Sydney, Melbourne are holding back what's happening outside. So the lockdowns do actually affect, you know, more than just mobility. They affect business in multiple different ways as well.
Good insight. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, we've got green numbers in the US, 27,867 on the Dow Jones, up 86.32%. The S&P 500, 3382, that's up 19 at the moment, 0.58%, and the NASDAQ up 1.2%, 11,301. The FTSE 100 overnight up 13, 5879. The Nikkei, they had hardware problems in Japan, they said the market didn't trade, so 23185 previous close, and we're entering holiday period in China as well, so Shanghai Composite didn't trade either, 3218. The ASX 200, though, they were up 57 yesterday, 5872, just under 1%, and the NZX 50 up 65 points, 0.56%, 11,800 0.12 on the currencies, 0.6646 against the US, 0.9253 Aussie, 0.5660 Euro, 0.5155 pounds, 70.17 yen, gold $1,908.84. Brent crude, $40.51.
You're a champion. You have a good weekend. See you Monday from jmol.co.nz.